All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back with Do You Like Horny Bunnies? And we're probably getting towards the end of this one. I don't think I'm going to do the other pass in the game. This isn't, like, my favorite game. If you guys like it, that's fine. You can pick it up at Jest USA. But I'm not just really adoring it. It's not that great. But, we're gonna go through it, and we'll do the second one, which I heard isn't as good as this one, which I'm like, damn, how fucking low did they go? But, there's a couple other ones I want to try out, and we'll get to those. But first, let's go ahead and just finish this up. We walk slower than usual. Sigh slow tonight. I slow down to her pace, and we talk about easy things. I'm thinking about getting more fish when I get my next paycheck. Really? What kind? I'm thinking about getting some more exotic fish because I'm getting used to taking care of them. The pet shop said that they would hold some good fish for me. Oh, sorry. You're not interested in this kind of thing. I got carried away. Guess she's not a fish lover. Sai? What? Her body is trembling. Her cheeks are deep red. This is... She might be. Haha, you look like you're horny. I jokingly tell her. She'll forgive me for this kind of joke.
Yukari.
Yukari. Ha 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 ha. Huh? Tears well up in her eyes, and I realize her knees are twitching. I can't stand this any longer. Sai jumps at my chest and kisses me. Smooch. But, Sai, we can't do this here. I don't care. I can't wait any longer. I shrink back. This is a busy street. I pull her into the park when I realize that I notice she's pulling me. Slurp. Chap. We pass by couples sitting on benches and Sai passionately kisses me in the bushes. Ha. How come you're so horny today? Because I... She makes up her mind and rolls up her skirt. When I look inside her skirt, I find she's not wearing regular panties or a sexy thong. My god, that is a weird bush. What is that? Oh, wow. Okay. A dildo. Without wearing panties, she's holding a big dildo in her pussy. She walked with this from Platinum to this park. Why? Shimaki told me to seduce you with this. Aha! That's why she grinned like that. I said no, But Ryo and Hiromi pushed me down, and I think Shimaki told them to do it. They took off my panties and pushed it in me. Gulp. Holding her skirt, Sai wriggles around. Clear fluid is dripping from her crotch. They spread my legs and Shimaki caressed me. It felt pretty good, but I felt like I was being raped. As she recalls the scene, she begins to moan. I imagine the situation and take a big gulp. After she got me wet enough, she pushed this into me. She told me she'd be watching us, so I couldn't take it out. Is Shimaki here in the park? I can't tell. They all saw me having this put in me. Twitch. Sai shivers with pleasure. But I can't stand this any longer. She sticks her hips towards me. Pull it out. I crouch down in front of her and look at her juicy pussy. When I bring my face closer, I can hear the vibrating sound from the dildo. Are you sure? Yes, please. Yes, please pull it out. I nod and stretch my hand out. I grab the base of the dildo and slowly pull it out. Slip. She twitches and closes her legs. Relax, I. Slurp. Pong. Her pussy clings to the dildo as if not wanting to let go, so when I finally pull it out, her pussy makes a big wet sound. Sai weakly leans on me. Are you okay? I don't think so. I understand. She walked with a dildo in her pussy for a while. I can't imagine how much pleasure she got from it all. Ha! I can't hold on any longer. Sai presses against me and I obediently sit on the ground. She opens my fly. Give me your big hot thing. Here? Anybody can see us. Oh well, I guess it's too late. Without listening to me, Sai takes my dick out and begins stroking it. Ah! Please, get bigger. They'll go crazy if I have to wait any longer. My cock reacts right away to her passionate words and hand job. Looking at my soaring cock, Sai happily lets out a laugh. Are you ready? Yes. Our positions are totally flipped. I feel like I'm being raped. Slurp. Boy, that's classic, ain't it? Ah! Sai rides me and lowers her hips while stopping. My cock slides into her pussy at once and she cries out. Pling! Ah, it's hot! I love your cock. It's hot and big. Even though she's twitching furiously, she looks relieved. Her pussy secretes more juice. Thuk, 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 thuk. They're doing more thucking. I don't like toys. I don't need these things because I have you. I only need you to be inside me. Pump. I'm happy to hear that. I want to be the only one inside her. I try to get my fill of her. I don't care about people's eyes anymore. Hot. It's hot. You make me feel very good. Bang, 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 bang. The dildo makes me feel good, but it doesn't make me feel happy. When you're in me, I'm happy. If only that were the truth, right? I also like to see your moaning face. Don't be silly. Finally, the regular sigh is back. Her smile calms me down. What will you do if someone sees us doing it in the park, like your classmates or the folks from Platinum? Squeeze. You're right. Anyone can see us. Outside? In the park? As she looks around, her vagina contracts. She must be having a mixed emotion of curiosity and embarrassment by turns. We might have already been seen by someone on the way here. Someone might have seen inside your skirt. Jiggle. No, that's too embarrassing. I... Someone might have seen me dripping from my pussy. Her imagination caused her to become even more excited. She should use her imagination for other things as well. Slurp, 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 slurp. I will die from embarrassment. Oh, come. I'm gonna come. Yukari, help me. Sai sadly moans. Her cute gesture makes me sadistic. I want to tease her. Pump, pump, pump. Yukari, no, no. Together, I want you to come with me. Okay, I'm going to come. Sai. Come inside. I stick up deep into her without hesitating. Zank, 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 zank. I strongly hit my stomach against hers and furiously stick up into her. I can feel an orgasm approaching. Slurp. Ah. Splash, splash. The orgasm sweeps away everything from my mind. Receiving her weight on me, I feel very happy. I feel very good. Really good? We sit down on a bench. Sai leans on my shoulder and puts her arm around mine. That makes me happy, but don't you think you should wear panties? You think so? The dildo isn't in her anymore, but she still hasn't put her panties back on. My skirt won't flip up because it's not windy today. Aren't you cold? No, I feel good. I feel very open. Her gesture is cute, but I don't really understand her feelings since I'm not an exhibitionist. It looks like she might get horny again. Let's come here whenever we get horny from now on. The thrill of being watched makes me feel unbelievably good. Please don't make me do that. I'm not an exhibitionist. Ugh. How come you're so boring? Ah! Hey, what? I'm worried about being watched. Your cum is flowing out. Gulp. Looking at Sai wriggling, I get a hard-on. It might drip when I walk. I don't know what that was. I put my hand on my crotch, hold her hand, and hurriedly leave the park. I moved up by a grade now, and I'm taking my entrance exam. Depending on how well I do, my summer schedule might change. I do want to go to college, so I have to study to a certain extent. I can't let this test ruin my future. Wow. It's not a big fall, but I'm about 3 points under average. Those 3 points hurt. I'm about 30th, and my teachers are worried about me. Of course, my friends make fun of me. Damn, I screwed up. Work, judo, my fish, and her. My grades went to hell, but I did it all by myself. No sense in complaining. English hurt me a lot. To raise my job skills, I started to learn Italian. Because of that, I made lots of careless mistakes on my English test. It's not anyone's fault but mine. I mean, I'm the one who spent my breaks with my girl and stuff. Hey, don't get me wrong, I'm not blaming her either. I've been slacking off too much these days. I slap myself in the face. The sound rings through the air. Sai won't come to work today. It's her day off. I've worked with her almost every day since I started to work here. We've always worked together after we started dating. It's a rare day today. Sai said she had to take care of a family matter. I have no reason to take the day off. Besides, this isn't bad. I don't want to be forced to see her every day. Of course, my feelings won't change even if I see her every day, but am I trying to blame Sai because I got a bad score? What a pathetic guy. Come on, cheer up. I slapped my cheek. Sai would laugh if she were to see this. She hates me for being so wishy-washy. Yeah, let's try that one again, guys. She hates to see me being so wishy-washy. I slapped myself too hard. My cheeks are hurting. Well, better get started. Yukari, take this. Smack. Ah! You're awake now? Chimaki slapped my cheeks with her cute little hands. By the way, what's wrong with you? You look depressed today. Himai, please deck what we he? Interpretation. Chimaki, please let go of me. You look ugly. Boo. I want to cry. Chimaki, you're hurting me. Yikes, don't get angry with me. I'm not angry. What's wrong with you? You look like you're in a good mood today. I push her away and can finally talk normally. Oh, my cheeks are hurting. I'm the same as usual. Why do you look so down today? I was sunk in self-hatred a little. Oh, I shouldn't have said this to her. Self-hatred? Why are you always so pathetic? Oh, hello, Ryo. Anyway, if you have time to hate yourself, use that time to improve yourself. Ignoring Chimaki, Ryo talks to me. You're right, thanks. The one I actually liked was Ryo, but I figured, you know, Sai was the main route, so that's the one we were gonna do. You're right, thanks. You don't thank me? Thank you, Chimaki, but don't hit me with your full force next time, okay? I didn't hit you with my full force. Well, you may be right. Why do you hate yourself? You got a bad score? Oh, fuck, my heart is stabbed with a sharp knife. Or did something happen between you and Sai? I hope not. Were you depressed because you blamed Sai for your bad score? Gah! Thud, thud, thud. I see. What a loser. Why do they smear salt in my wounds? As I droop my shoulders, I cry in my mind. How can she hit the nail right on the head? Pull yourself together. Sandwiched between these devils, I can't say anything. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Hiromi looks like an angel. I mean, if Sai were to find out about this, I can easily imagine what Sai would do to her best friend when she finds out. Or is she trying to protect herself? Sai goes nuts when she gets angry. Hiromi starts to cry. I can't be mad at her. I quietly rub my burning cheeks. After work, I walk everyone to the station. Not walking with them in a while, we stop and talk quite a while. Happy to be with them, I relax a bit. Well, I think I'll go home, take a bath, and relax. As I turn around, I see a classmate of mine. Our eyes meet. I can't avoid her now. I used to like her. Hey, what's up? Nothing. Why are you here so late? I'm on my way home from work. You? I had private lessons. I see her a lot at school, but my heart beats fast for some reason. Since it's so quiet around here, I think she can hear my heartbeat. Private lessons, huh? It must be rough. I'm not as smart as you, so... Haha, you sure couldn't tell it by my grades. But you're still in the top 50, right? I think that's great. You think so? Yeah. We stand there in a moment of silence. I guess there's really no point in stopping her. Were those girls from your work? Yeah. She knows that I'm working. Is one of them your girlfriend? No. I wanted to say she wasn't in the group, but my mouth stops. I really don't know why. I see. Sorry for asking. See you at school tomorrow. Yeah, be careful. I wave goodbye. She turns around and smiles. So I thought. What was that all about? I let out a sigh of relief. Well, my secrets are safe with her. I know. Huh? Okay. But what am I doing? If she were to see me like this, I don't know what she would do. She's not my first love or anything. Why did I act like that with her? By the way, my first love was in the fourth grade. I think I should go home. I think I'll call my girl when I get home. I want to hear her voice. I'm not going to talk about this, but I still want to talk to her. I think about her face and smile as I walk home. You don't have to work today, right? You want to go get something to eat? Sorry, I have to go buy some stuff. Fish again? Boy, you sure don't get tired of it. Yeah, you should try it out yourself. Oh no, I can't stay still long enough. Haha, sorry. No problem, check you out tomorrow. He waves and leaves the classroom. Then the girl I used to like walks in. Oh, hi, Yukari. See you later. Yeah, see you later. See you tomorrow, Yukari. Yeah, see you later. As I leave the classroom, I hear them whispering about me. These days, they're talking about me. But I know it's in a good way. They even stopped saying that I look like a girl. However, they still haven't confronted me directly, so nothing has really changed. I'm not living because I want to be popular, but I don't mind hearing good stuff about me either. Hey, I don't mean to be a conceited person, though. On the way back home from school, I walk slowly. It's my day off. I don't have to go to judo practice. I don't have homework. I have nothing to do. I go to the pet shop and buy an angelfish. I've been waiting for the chance to get this. I should be very excited. Phew! I let out a long sigh. I'm so sissy. I've been thinking about Sai lately. My cousin, old friend, and co-worker. Our temporary relationship and sex. Every time I see... And sex. Okay, there we go. Every time I see her, just sleep with her, I... Let's try that one again. Every time I see her sleep with her, I can't stop thinking that our relationship is just temporary. She's my relative and girlfriend. Our relationship is so vague. If our parents found out about this, would our relationship end? Or will she find someone she really loves? I don't want it to happen. I can say this only when nobody is around. I'm so weak. I don't want her to love someone else. I should have realized this a long time ago. I was lazy and didn't try to make an effort. I have to bring an end to this attitude. Otherwise, I'll never be able to be proud of myself. I don't need another fish. I want to make Sai happy. I want to use the money I earned for Sai. I have to show her that I love her. It's clear that I love Sai. I'll tell her that I want to be her real boyfriend. I'm heading for the jewelry shop I've never stopped in. Or stepped in, rather. Oh, I was careless. I didn't know I had to know a ring size. I don't want to get her a cheap free size ring, but I don't want to ruin the surprise by asking for her finger size. How come they have so many sizes? If the ring size isn't right, the present doesn't mean anything. The shop clerk looks at my slim finger and says that my size might be the same as hers. She doesn't know my finger is thicker than its appearance. I think really hard and get a size 11 silver ring. I hope it'll fit her. I have no time to be depressed. I think Sai is working at Platinum today. I'll visit her after work and surprise her. I can't wait to see her surprised face. With a small box and a ribbon, but then it would sound like he's got both. Yeah, it doesn't work right. I head for Platinum. My footsteps and feelings are light. Actually, I try not to think about anything. I suppress my pumping heart and do vocal exercises. I don't care if people are coldly staring at me. A full moon brightly shines over me. Ah, I see Hiromi standing in front of the restaurant. She's probably waiting for Sai. Hiromi! Yukari? Sorry, I didn't mean to surprise you. Hiromi jumps as if she just saw a snake. She looks like a small child. Where's Sai? Is she still changing? Yukari, why are you here? I want to talk to Sai. To talk? Yeah. What bad timing. What? Nothing. Romy looks pale. What's going on? She lets out a deep sigh and looks at my hands and face. What's wrong? Could you please listen to me without being shocked? Okay. Will she tell me bad things? My heart beats fast with worry and fret. Sai said she has a boyfriend. Well, I guess you were the side dude then. I guess we were the side piece, right, guys? Huh? What? A boyfriend? Who? I'm in a panic, but I'm sure Aromi isn't talking about me. She said she found someone she really loves. You guys promised to stay together until each of you found someone else, right? Inside my brain, it feels empty, and I only see darkness. Let me make sure my dumbass didn't pick the wrong choice. Let's see here. I might have picked that wrong choice and fucked it all up. There we are. No, that was the right choice. Inside my brain, it feels empty and I only see darkness. I can feel I'm getting pale. Yukari, I didn't know you were here. Sai? She finished changing and comes out. What's wrong? Sai innocently looks at me. Hiromi, did you tell him about that? Yes. Hiromi sorrowfully nods and keeps her face down. I keep staring at Sai. Aha, I was gonna tell you tomorrow, but I guess you've already heard of me. Yeah! You're a fucking... I don't know. Words are gonna come out, but, you know, kinda tired, if you guys can't tell. Couple words with some W's and some B's. You know, I'm gonna throw around a couple of words here. You found a guy you love, but you also had a guy that you loved to fuck, right, gentlemen? The words I don't want to hear from her come tumbling out. When? Yesterday, he asked me to be his girlfriend. I didn't tell him I was getting ran through by Yukari's cock. I said yes right away because he's been the man of my dreams for a long time and he knows nothing about Yukari's cock. He's popular in our class, so I was very happy. So our temporary relationship is over. We're just cousins. Sai talks to me one-sidedly. I have no chance to express my feelings. Really? Yeah. Sorry, but I can't go home with you anymore. You're just a side piece, Yukari. That's all you ever were. I'm in despair. What can I say to her? I make a fist and smash the box. Let's go. We're going home. Let's go, Hiromi. But... That's okay. It's our rule to go home in a pair. Somebody's gonna tell me. Holy shit, she monkey branched. Yeah, she did. She said that she wanted to go with the man of her dreams, who's the most popular guy in school. You know, so you understand, he's on the highest of the totem pole right there. He's at the top. So, she was after him. She always wanted him to approach her. And meanwhile, she's banging Yukari because she just wants sex. Man, this game, it'll teach you some things. Some red pills in it tonight, folks. My God, I didn't expect a game about some horny... let's not even do that. Some anime girls that dress up in fucking bunny suits is gonna be so hardcore. I'm sorry, Yukari, but there's a man I love more. And you just a side dude. That's all you are. That's all you ever were. You can lose my number. We can't walk home together no more. It's over, Yukari. I took your big old dick. And guess what? It's all over. Just pretend. Don't say nothing to my man now. Don't let him know. Don't let him know that I took your giant cock. Don't let him know. Awful, right? Just awful. Man. Bye. I can't even raise my face. I can't either. I'm half asleep and I'm disgusted. As I listen to their footsteps, I try not to faint. And I run away as if trying to escape. It's like that damn Linkin Park song, I Want to Run Away. There you go. Man. They're young. Not gonna stop peeping. You look like an old woman. You're peeping too. I'm okay because I'm their boss. I'm okay too because I'm a manager. It's my job to supervise employees. You're misusing your authority. Well, let's put it aside for now. I'm curious how Yukari will handle this situation. Yep, me too. I return to my room and fall down on my bed. I play the heaviest, loudest, craziest metal I've got. Or the most sorrowful shit I can find. I don't know. That's when you play that death doom. Depressing death doom. You know, you play shit like November. Yeah, November's doom. There you go. Saturnus came out with a new one. Something like that. You play that old Swallow the Sun record, The Morning Never Came. There you go. That's what you play. I return to my room and fall down on my bed. I don't feel like doing anything. I never imagined this would happen. Well, I probably did, but I tried to ignore the thought. Crazy thing is, if this game was made in like the late 2000s, those records are actually a thing, except for the new Saturnus, but there's a lot of old ones. What's the one, Veronica Decides to Die or Deserves to Die, something like that. However, why does this have to happen today? This is the worst timing. I'd better stop thinking. Sai told me, clearly and cheerfully. Sai's always decisive and I'm always indecisive. It hasn't changed since we were little. That's why this happened. What just happened to this guy is what made me write fucking songs in the band I used to be in. Seriously. Oh yeah. This kind of shit. Nothing has changed. I'm always the sissy and Sai's always strong. Good Lord. Not the strong man she raised. Like, no, that's seriously a November's doom. There's literally a song called Not the Strong. And that's literally, you'll be like, oh, shit. Grim, you're right. There's literally music like this. But the difference between that and, like, the emo, where they're like, nah, it's got a more, like, a more masculine, I'm not as powerful as I thought I was. Damn, you know, they're like, it's weird. It's like a masculine way of telling yourself you're weak. Instead of the little emo version. I don't know. I think there's better ways to do it. I also like a lot of people would say goth, like the early, you know, the dark voice. Of course, there's typo negative. I know you're fucking someone else. He knows you're fucking someone else. Like, that's a good fucking song right there. You'll find it. Ooh. Reproach yourself. What a loser. I couldn't even tell her my true feelings. Grr, I gotta listen to doom metal, damn it. Not, yeah, the death, the depressing doom stuff, I guess you could say. Because doom is also like Sabbath, and, I mean, Sabbath, they're kind of groovy, you know. There's two kinds of dooms. You got the dun 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 dun, then you got the dun 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 dun. Like funeral doom is what you call it. There you go, play some funeral doom. Couldn't even tell her my true feelings. It's no wonder she abandoned me. She couldn't see me as a man. You're not a man. An ant am I. Shit, shit, shit. Sai found a guy she really loves. And you, sir, are because you could say the dirt between her toes now. It's over with. She used you. And now it's over. You bought the ring. But it was just a fling. And now it's all over for you, sir. Welcome to the world of the red pill. That's how it works. I told her my true feelings earlier and might not have happened. There's no one else besides the one I truly love. Well, not anymore, sir. You may find another. You know, there's that other girl. She asked if you had a boyfriend. You can always just, you know, mourn for a little bit. And then after that, go back to being a man. Or, well, I don't know. You can mourn like a man. God damn it, that bitch. And then you can go back to, all right, new bitch. Sai's the one I truly love. I don't care if she's my cousin. It might be the problem though, buddy. I won't use the truth that we slept together as an excuse. I'm not really supposed to sleep with your cousin. I'm not that mature to be able to celebrate her happiness freely. Shit, who's that guy? Come to think of it, Sai must be very popular. She's cute. Something don't make sense. What did she say? He's popular in our class. So I was very happy. He in her class? I jump off my bed. She goes to an all-girls school. Her school is a well-known girls' school. She shouldn't have any guy in her class. But wait, what did she mean then? Feels like my brain is spinning. I don't know what to think. Did I hear her right? Ah, maybe they were the same class when they were in grade school. I don't think so. Alright, already! Ah, shut up! My brain finally stopped spinning. Who's that? I unwillingly stand up and open the door. It's Hiromi! Ah, it's Hiromi, as I just said. What are you doing? I thought you went home! I guess you walked here from the station. The station's pretty far away from my house. What? What's wrong? I'm shocked because she suddenly starts crying. I don't know what to do. I just wait for her to stop crying. Wait, was she in an accident now? I mean, is this how it ends? He's just gonna play Doom records for the rest of his life and then start a Doom metal band where he talks about this fucking shit and all the other fucking shit. I'm sorry, Japan has some really... I mean, they do have their dark, depressive Doom. I've listened to some of their shit. They can be really crazy over there. I don't know what to say. Don't worry, you didn't do anything you have to apologize for. But they have, what is it? It's like, Goro Grind. Yeah, because we have Gore Grind here in the West, they have Goro Grind. Basically, they... Now, this is real. There's like, real bands that do this shit, and they're all Japanese. They're all a bunch of dudes. Basically, they write songs about, like, gore hentai. Oh, yeah. So, if you feel like, damn that, I mean, you wouldn't really play that if she got in an accident, but if she was a bitch, maybe you would. Not that I condone that kind of behavior. We're not condoning HMTs, folks, even though that is a really shitty fucking thing to do. Don't worry, you didn't do anything you have to apologize for. Wait a minute, I should ask her about that. I gently put my hand on her shoulder. I have a question for you. Sai said her boyfriend was in her class, but you guys go to a girls' school, right? I don't understand this. Did I just hear her wrong? Romy widely opens her eyes. I hope she won't call me a loser. Dude, it must be even worse now. She fucking made up a man. Did she say that? I think she did. I start to lose my confidence. Silence lies between us. Hiromi looks like she doesn't know what to say. Oh. Sigh, she ruined her plot by herself. Hiromi starts to laugh. You have good ears, Yukari. I suddenly realize that it doesn't make sense. By the way, sorry, Sai and I lied to you. Oh, really? Well, hold on. Let me go get my axe. I urge her with my eyes to continue. Sai's been worrying lately, so I suggested she make the relationship clear. If you don't feel anything, that will be it. But if you do, if I do, I swallow my saliva. If you love her, I thought you would do something. Oh, wow. So this whole thing was an elaborate shit test. Wow. Yeah. Not like we haven't seen this before, folks. Ah. I care about only one thing. She doesn't have a boyfriend. It's a lie. She wanted you to fight for her by claiming she did. I powerlessly collapsed on the floor and let out a sigh of relief. Why did she lie to me? I asked Hiromi. Sai was afraid you'd find a girlfriend, though, so then she lies and says she has a boyfriend. So then when you have a girlfriend, what? Well, oh, I lied. Well, yeah, but this is a, you know, it's already too late. I got this girl and she doesn't lie and bullshit me. She's stubborn and hates to wait, so she decided to test you with a lie. Yep, it's a shit test. See, y'all just gotta play these games before you get in relationships. Like, Grim, you know, this could happen to me. Yeah, it could happen to you. You could be dating a girl, And your school, or, I mean, I'm wanting to say high school, because I know some high school guys won't get by, maybe look at this stuff, whatever. When I was your age, I did too. But what I was saying is, in your high school, your college, workplace, you're going to date a girl, and she might try to shit test you and pull this shit. I'm like, oh yeah, but, you know, I already have a boyfriend, but you got to be careful. The other guys would say, well, Grim, yeah, but me too, and all that other stuff that goes on, and yeah, that's true too. So it's really hard, you know, because women have to play these games, and guys don't know what the fuck's going on. I just had a woman play a bunch of games on me. A lot of games. Tell me she didn't have a boyfriend, was married to a man for 20 years. Common law. Common law, folks. I don't have anybody. I'm just a single woman with girls, and she has kids, you know. And she's got girls and a boy. And they grown. And yeah, she was like, oh yeah. I thought it was just like a, I don't know. It's like, yeah, ain't nobody gonna get rid of, you know, her. And sure enough, that was the case. Matter of fact, the man was so damn crazy that he's like, I'm not letting her go. So she was like, I want to leave. And no, you don't. It's just crazy, man. You don't even want to get involved with people anymore like that. Well, not even like that. Because there's a lot of people like that now. The whole internet's fucked everybody up. I know, I'm going into a rant half goddamn asleep. But damn it, listen, it's true. Internet's fucked a lot of people up. So now games like this, and I'm not talking about the game itself, but the game that that Psy played, it goes on a lot more now. And you have to be careful because, again, it could be the real deal and you don't even know. Sometimes she's playing a game, sometimes she's not, and it's messed up. They must have talked about the plan at school and they were going to tell me tomorrow when I showed up at work. But it doesn't look like she has to worry about you. You had a present, and what were you going to tell her? I slowly come back to life. I noticed you had a present, but I didn't have the chance to tell Sai. I felt guilty. But I guess I don't have to worry about you. Thanks, Hiromi. Don't be. I lied to you. I know, but she came to tell me the truth. I feel very thankful for her. Please go say Sai. She should be in the park. Okay, thanks. See you. See you. Rush out of my room with a smashed box back in my pocket. I touch it and run with all I have. See you. I did the right thing, right? I'm so stupid. Pant, pant. I stop at the park entrance. I catch my breath and look around. The park is big and it would be filled with couples at night. Where are you, Sai? I ran around the park. Has she already left for home? When I'm about to give up, I find a girl on a swing. It's Sai, the girl I love! I slowly walk up to her. Creak, creak. The annoying sound of creaking metal is echoing in the quiet park. I found you. Sai looks up at me without saying a word. She looks tired.
Tired as I am.
Ah, what should I say? What should I start with? What can I say to her? I love you. Sai twitches. Sorry, I'm late. I love you, Sai. Sai shivers and tries not to cry. Are those tears of happiness or... I want to hear her answer. This looks crappy, but the inside should be fine. I give her the smashed box. The silver ring is inside the box. I'm not trying to prove my love with this. My love just happens to take the form of a ring. Are you sure? If you don't take it, it's just a useless piece of metal. I leave the box in her hand. Can I have your answer? Of you. I can't hear you. I bring my face closer to her. I love you too. I'm glad to hear that. I'm sorry, Yukari. Sorry for testing you. Don't you do that dumb bullshit ever again. Looking inside, bursting into tears, a small pain and the warmth of pleasure fill up my soul. The pain of making her cry and the pleasure of being accepted. We finally found our true feelings. I heard everything from Hiromi. Don't cry. I want you to smile. We finally know we love each other, so don't cry. Good. I love your smile. You're cute even when you're crying, but that makes me sad. I'll protect you so you can always be yourself. Yes. Yes. I can do anything if you're always there for me. Yes, I'll always be there for you. Sai smiles and jumps at my chest. My heart is filled with true love. I'll never let go of this soft, gentle feeling. I gently hold her hand and take her home. Sai suddenly stops and looks at me at the corner. What's wrong? I want to be with you tonight. It's already after midnight. If she comes home later than this, I'll lose her parents' trust. Please. I nod my head. Yes, I want to be with you too. Yep, I'll be responsible for everything. I'll hesitate no more. Mom, I'm sorry for calling you so late. I'm gonna stay at Hiromi's house. Huh? Ah, yes. Okay, good night. The phone makes a cold noise when she hangs up. You could have told her you're staying with me. It seems that Hiromi already told my mom I'd be staying with her. She knows us very well. Ha ha ha. Hiromi, such a considerate girl. We can stay up late. We don't have school tomorrow. Yeah. I gently hold her from behind. No, wait. I want to take a shower first. I can't wait. I hold her tight and kiss her neck again and again. Aha, Yukari. I caress her breasts, her waist, and her hips through her clothes. As I fondle her soft body, I'm enveloped with her soft moans. Our relationship started in bed, but it's not the only reason why we're together now. I want to see the face she shows only for me. I'm the only one who's allowed to see her in decent figure. Yukari, I love you. I love you too, so I want to hold you. I want to become one with you. Yes, do whatever you want. I can feel her well-shaped breasts even through the uniform. I become unbelievably horny. I push her down on the bed, lift her hips, take off her panties. Her pink crack is revealed. Lick, slurp, lick. Ah, don't I smell sweaty? You smell like you. Lick. Ah, Yukari. Jiggle. Her hips shiver and her labia wriggles like a living thing. Slurp, slurp, slurp. Ah, yes, I feel good. You're licking my precious parts. Sai sounds like this is her first time. I move her labia with my tongue and open her vagina, which is wriggling like a fish waiting for food. So cute. No, don't look at it. Everything about you is cute. Ah, Yukari, I'm happy. I lick her juice and rub her along the crack with my finger. I keep caressing her without stopping. I'm going to come, Twitch. Her clitoris booms with pleasure. Blooms with pleasure, not boom! I slowly stretch my tongue to it. Aha, that's my spot. I know. Lick, pound. Kari. Twitch, squirt. She reaches orgasm and her love juices gush out. Her love juice gushes out, rather. I gently lay her down on the bed, take off her clothes, and put them on the edge of the bed. Take off her bra and see her boobs moving up and down as she breathes. Do you feel good? Yes, I feel like I'm floating. Good. I finally realize a very ordinary thing. When she's happy, I'm happy. I take off my clothes and become naked. The scent of sex floating from Sai's hot body turns me on. What? I open her legs and put the tip of my cock on her. She happily smiles and says, I love you. Pump. My heart starts. The word love is very heavy and serious for us. Her words make me feel confident myself. Sai, I honestly love you. I'm honestly in love with you too. Wow. Slowly. You're so hot and tight. That's because I want you to feel good. I want you to come with me. Pound. She wants to be with me. She wants to come with me. Look at that again. I gradually start to move my hips. Please come with me this time. Thuk, 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 thuk. I want you to come with me, Yukari. Yes, I'll come with you. I raise her hips and lead her to the best position. Bang, bang, bang. You are coming into me. You're hitting my deep spot. Zunk, 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 zunk. I can't believe how deep you're in me. You're spreading me. Ah! I can only moan because she tightens up so strongly. Why can the girl I love make me feel so good? You're tearing me up. Your big cock is rubbing inside me. Yukari, I love you. I love you so much. Love me more. Explosive sounds of our stomachs hitting against each other. The indecent, watery sounds of our juices together. Our moans. Our swinging breasts, twitching legs, and shaking long hair. Wow. I love you, I love you, I love you. Look at me and tell me. I love you. Jiggle. Ah, you're getting hot. Are you feeling good, Yukari? I love you. Her pussy contracts with pleasure. Knock me more, harder, harder. I want you to feel inside me. Slurp, slurp. Hot. Your cock is so hot, Yukari. Yes, yes. Her trembling mouth tells me she's approaching an orgasm. Her nipples are soaring and her legs are twitching. Poing. I want you to come with me, Yukari. Come, Sai. I'll make you feel as good as you want. Sai's voice captures me and won't let me go. Yukari, please come with me. Come inside me. Zap. Ah. Ha. Squirt, squirt, squirt. Led to an orgasm, I ejaculate into her. The pleasure drives me into a white, unconscious world. How long ago did I faint? I have no sense of time. My body doesn't feel anything. I slowly start to feel warmth. Are you awake? Oh, that's Sai's voice. I realize I fainted on her. Ah, I'm sorry. Pong. Ah. Ah, I hurriedly get her off and my penis makes an indecent noise. Her swinging breasts and mischievous smile enter my sight. Ha, I didn't want you to pull it out. I was feeling good. Squish. As she slowly gets up, my cum flows out of her. Hee-hee, you had a lot. Gulp. She looks at her crotch and smiles in ecstasy. She looks so erotic. Sorry, but how long did I sleep? About half an hour. I've been inside her the whole time. That's probably why I'm still hard and big. I was heavy, wasn't I? Sorry. That's okay, you weren't heavy. I don't think that's a compliment. While you were sleeping, you stayed in me and sometimes twitched. You were so cute. Haha, that doesn't sound cool. I start to hate myself. I was happy. Because I could make you feel good. She's right, I felt so good and lost my mind. I'm the one who has to make her happy. You don't have to play Mr. Cool Guy. I like you as you are. Thanks. However, I'm still not fully satisfied. My cock is still hard and big. Sigh. Okay. So, we're gonna stop here because it's already over an hour. So, I'll do another one next week and we'll probably finish it up and then we'll go on to a different game. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord and I'm out and I'll see you next time on Grim's Hentai Corner.